Data Orland Day because Zimbabwe Moshe. You're tuned into Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you from Washington, D.C. on Tuesday, the 24th of March, 2020. Kwazwai, 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 muri Zimbabwe. Ndinomukam chiraim churongwa chedu. Churongwa The Connection. Mwineni Mike Hove. Yebo, yebo, yebo. Ntakaso Moshe. Welcome, 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 Zimbabwe Moshe, to The Connection, our Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, once again, once again, Muria Zimbabwe, ndinomukam chiraim churongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Ontanga Zimbabwe Moshe, namhla silusizi ukuthi atikwanise kukupa ichirongwa chedu semazuva ose. Due to the coronavirus pandemic, we're working from home. What this means is that this program is not going to be live and you're going to be unable to call in to contribute. Nonetheless, we have a program for you, Muria Zimbabwe. This very same program is going to be available for viewing. So for those that like watching our programs on Facebook, it'll be available on our three Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele. Ukuze lithole lani ithuba lokubukela ngobunengi benu. Uwane umkhana wokona chirongwa ichi ne uwandu wenyu. Saka msakangano but no upload a chirongwa ichi pa Facebook. Musakangano kutinya paye pakanzi share kuitrop. Tione chirongwa ichi ne uwandu wedu. Chirotenda zukuru, Muria Zimbabwe, nekubanesu. Muchirongwa chedi chewe chidiki, chirongwa thiku. Connection. My name is Mike Hove. Enjoy.
Quaswai. Muria Zimbabwe. Tagaza Moshe. Welcome. Muria Zimbabwe to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program. The target tackling anything and everything youth related. Usually I like to say we're coming to you live from Studio 7, Voice of America. But today we're coming to you from our individual homes. Due to the coronavirus, unfortunately, we're not able to broadcast live from the studio. Everybody's had to work from home. I'm sure you've been following the news. Today we're coming to you from my couch. But we're also going to have other guests who are also going to be coming and joining our stream. Coming from us, from their individual homes. Now, since Chirongwa Muria Zimbabwe, we're discussing udaba lomkhuhlane we coronavirus. As we speak, coronavirus is responsible for taking hundreds of thousands of lives due to this virus that a lot of people seem to not understand what it's all about, where it's coming from, and the history behind the coronavirus. So today in The Connection, we're going to be catching up with youth. We're going to be figuring out kuti iwo kwavari nokuti vari kupinda vari kunyika dzakasiyana siyana, umwe ari kuEngland, umwe ari kwaari ikoko mhiri kwemakuka kudiaspora, vazave vechitenda kuti what exactly is happening in their individual countries when we're talking about udaba lwecoronavirus. Now, as we speak, yesterday in Zimbabwe recorded its first death. 30-year-old Zororo Makamba, the son of James Makamba, a businessman himself, Zororo Yena, was a broadcaster. So as we kick off this program, I'd like to say my condolences to the Makamba family. The whole nation itself just lost a very talented young broadcaster. And joining me, I see, is my first guest, Umnumzana Ufarai Muhuti, and I also have Uglen Shiwayo. Farai, welcome to the program. How are you, Chief?
Hey, Mike, how are you doing? Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Glenn, what's good, brothers?
I'm all right, man. Self-quarantining, as always.
Join the club, aren't we all, man? Thank you guys for taking time out to join us on The Connection. Today, we're obviously going to focus, like I mentioned earlier, on the coronavirus and how it's affecting your lives and wherever you are. Glenn, you mentioned the quarantine. I'm sure Farai, you're also in quarantine. I'm also in, well, I'm not in quarantine. I'm in self-isolation. Because making time. My first question, I guess, I'm opposed to, I will start off with Glenn, because you were the first to mention quarantine. What's life like where you are? Could you tell the people where you are and what exactly is going on? Because a lot of people are not understanding how coronavirus is leading to such circumstances and what exactly is happening all over the world. So could you just break it down for people where you are?
So I'm in York in England. Mm-hmm. And of course, we started off by discussing the quarantine term, and all of these terms are just being thrown around loosely. But we have been in self-isolation for the longest. I think I've personally been in my own personal self-isolation for about a week now. But also government has been leading in terms of providing what can be seen as the government's response in terms of how the country reacts to the cases that we have right now. So every week, every day, we have a press conference by the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson. I think what is pretty much interesting right now, or something to take note about, is that last night he made a press conference that amounted to sort of restrictions that could be viewed by some as a lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
He used those words in particular. But mm-hmm. what Boris Johnson's statement, the import of it is that the restrictions are just meant to make sure that people stay within, they stay indoors. So mm-hmm. it's limiting all non-essential movement. You're only allowed to go out if you have to go and get shopping, and even that should be when it is essential, and it should be very infrequent. You're allowed one form of exercise a day, and I think this is taking into account people's well-being and mental health in times like this. So you're allowed mm-hmm. to go out for either a walk, a jog, or cycle. You're allowed to go alone or with members of your household.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going out, you have to be 2 meters away from everybody. Parks are still going to be open for people to go in there. The restrictions also are banning all kinds of public gatherings
mm-hmm.
of more than 2 people. And this is pretty much interesting because most countries are saying of not more than 100.
Yes, yeah, 152.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
They've banned all church gatherings, all sort of public gatherings, but funerals are allowed. That's the caveat there. But I think what is happening is that the UK has been taking, they've always been saying this, the UK government and the US is saying that we're following the science. We're following mm-hmm. what the science dictates. And they've also taken a component of allowing people a kind of responsibility, taking people as adults who are able to make these kind of decisions in a critical time like this. So the moves that the restrictions that Boris Johnson talked about yesterday will require a lot of cooperation from citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they can be enforced by the police. The police can fine or other measures that they can use, including dispersing gatherings. But when you look at that, you take the tone that the Prime Minister is relying on people being adults, being able to understand what is going on, taking on the information, and making mm-hmm. decisions that keep them and other people safe.
Now, let me head over to Farai. Farai, you're also in the UK, so I'm pretty sure you're experiencing something very similar to what Uklen is going, is talking about. Kodwa lapha eNgilandi Farai sike saxoxa le ntathu lezindaba zethu Ezra Sfanda, and he's also based in UK, and he was talking about how abantu bakhanya ngani balenkani, they don't seem to want to abide by the laws that the Prime Minister is setting up. What's going on in the area where you're living? Are people abiding by the laws, and what's going on?
Well, like I said, Mike, thanks again for having me. Allow me, please, to on a personal capacity as well as on behalf of my family, to pass my due condolences to the Makamba family. I think in Zororo we lost a giant of a media titan who was just beginning to get his story unfolding. And I think the arts industry has been hit hard, especially for those who are quite in the close proximity to his genius. And I think we've lost a titan. And I think to couple the answer to your question with that very same experience, there is a sense of lack of seriousness to appreciating how the depth of this this pandemic. And I think there is that cultural sort of laissez-faire approach to things where they, because it's simply a recommendation, people still feel that they shouldn't really take heed to it. But I think the final call yesterday made it more clear that, it's now going to be a partial lockdown, and we're going to actually take measures to try and safeguard life. Because the numbers have since grown. We've gone to over about 230 the last time I checked. It's gone above that. And if you look at the areas that we're in, France, for instance, it's growing rapidly. As we're seeing in the European areas, it's equally growing rapidly. There are only pockets where it's being contained. And it's the unpredictability of it, where you are not, the sciences are not as clear. I think one of the things that I've been trying to encourage the people within my network is to sort of read about it. So there's a free course online hosted by Alison. It's a website called alison.com. You just go on there and you you know, you do your course. It's literally under an hour. You get to understand the virus so that you get rid of the stigma that's associated to it. And sometimes it's a consequence of a lack of information, really, that our attitudes as a society are not really altering to the seriousness that's required as to addressing the issue. But I think from yesterday, well, from what the PM said, I think there's now a level of seriousness now. I think we're seeing less more people. More people are adhering to the quarantine requirements. Today, I think I stubbornly went out for a jog, even though I haven't been out for a jog in a very long time. But I didn't want to feel the imposition. So I thought that where I'm allowed, at least let me exploit that. So we are allowed to, you know, run, you know, exercise. You are allowed to go to the parks. What you're not allowed to do is to sort of, be in restaurants. Restaurants are closed. Pubs are closed. Places of social scenes that are not of essential benefit to the immediate society are equally closed. And so I think it's going to be a slow burn because remember, bearing in mind that the government itself only started looking at this quite seriously last week. They wanted to have a measured approach to officiating a shutdown because they deemed they were considerate of the market forces and the complex issues of governance itself. So one might say that they sort of came late to the party, considering what France did. There was sort of like a prompt action, but also France had to take these precautions at the backdrop of having its own internal domestic issues as well. Italy had to deal with it as it did because it was more, rapid in terms of its growth trajectory in comparison to the UK, where we've seen somewhat of a slowdown in the UK, but they are projecting there is a trajectory that it might rise, and the, it's yet to be seen. So to counter that, where the scientific advice was to do it in a slow burn approach. Yeah. So it's all different to different areas. Like in America, I'm seeing you guys. Your shutdown is quite different. We're seeing a lot more numbers. Mm-hmm. So it's all different to, so that the WHO rules are non-binary. It's really based on the demographic, and then the governments themselves have the discretion to see how they can approach that issue, depending on what the local science and the local demographics say. Mm-hmm. So there is no one caps it all type of approach.
All right. So my comments is Bonu Aida Gula Ya Uti Hai. In France, every movement you have to carry an attestation or you'll be given a bill of £130. At first, the bill was 35, but the Parisians were stubborn to abide by the law. Then they increased it to 130. Yeah, this thing is serious. Now, Glenn, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, I'm here, Mike.
All right. Now, a lot of things seem to be playing out with this. You mentioned a lot of the measures that they're taking in the United Kingdom. If we look at America, a lot of things seem to be crumbling, especially when we focus on the economy. A lot of people have lost jobs. As we speak, a lot of people, experts are saying that America might rise to 20% unemployment after this whole situation. What is the employment situation looking like from Muriko for the UK?
To be honest, I don't quite have the numbers in terms of unemployment. But when you look at certain indices that help you to understand whether the economy is contracting or expanding. For example, when you look at the FTSE, it dropped down by about 26 or 28% yesterday. Not quite sure exactly, so yesterday or the day before. And obviously that has an impact in terms of employability of people and the capacity of the economy to employ people. But before we even look into the aftermath of it, I think what is important to look into in terms of employment and the livelihoods of people is to say if companies are closing right now, where people have 0-hour contracts. So for example, imagine a person who gets paid per hour to work in a restaurant, to work in a food outlet. Now that has been closed because people can't go out to buy food. All of these people are just waking up jobless. And unfortunately, on top of that, they had 0-hour contracts, which means they didn't have enough social protections. They probably didn't have medical insurance. They probably didn't have a savings. So I think, definitely, economies are contracting. You saw what happened in the U.S. Where the government came out with
this. I can't actually hear the other government is responding.
Because I don't know how they have combined the reserve and the Federal Reserve and the That is a way of trying to make sure that businesses still are able to employ, businesses are still able to function as normal. But it is inevitable that we're going to get into some form of recession on the backs of COVID, COVID-19. But what I think is more important right now, even for the future planning of economies, is to think about everybody, especially the weakest in terms of human beings in employment, to say if situations like these, shocks like this happen again, how are we covering the weakest? I don't know, there's a video that has been going around in Turkey where people have been leaving food in the streets for those that are not able to buy, because people are awake to that reality that some people buy food every day. And I was talking to some people on Twitter as well, where we were saying, people, stay back home, do not go out. And this is somebody in Zimbabwe who was saying, my brother, the reality is you eat in the evening what you kill during the day. And so for people who are living from hand to mouth, this is more of what is happening right now before we even start to look at the impact after we have contained COVID-19 and seeing what is its greater impact on the economy as a whole.
Now, my daughter, let's talk about local Gwenzagalai in Zimbabwe. Jenga, we just lost our first person, a very young person, 30-year-old. It was really a lot of people say it was unexpected, because a lot of people seem to believe that coronavirus is either something that's affecting people with a weak immune system or someone of an older generation. Yet, Tshibona Mulechidiki, turning 30 this year, and Dio Butanga, who we lost as a nation. Would you say this pandemic is being taken very seriously, especially kind of starting as attempts as we're trying to move in this problem?
First of all, I just want to pass my condolences to the Makamba family, and also just to say Mizoro Makamba's rest in peace. I think when you just want to look at the social feelings and the social temperatures in terms of what people are saying about corona, people have been taking it, you know, lightly. First of all, people thought it was the China virus. But there's this whole raging debate of where it originated from and trying to attribute it to certain people. And then at some point, celebrities started coming out reporting that they've tested positive. And this was, for example, Idris Elba. A lot of people on social media came out questioning that one. Is it real? Has it just been paid to make it look like black people can also get that? And there have been people who've been spreading misinformation, some that look like very legit on the internet. You know, I've received links that say black people cannot get the virus because their skin resists that, or Africa will not get coronavirus because it's pretty hot in that area, so the virus cannot survive in such arid temperatures. But I think what is very important at such a time as this, and this is a debate we'll need to have further, is the level of misinformation and fake news that is spreading around and how it has caused people either to relax or has caused people to have some false comfort. Now, when you look in Zimbabwe, for example, the death of Zororo Makamba has now brought the corona discussion into the public space. But again, when you look at that, think of it as how many young people knew Zororo Makamba and how many people afford internet to get onto Twitter, to get onto social media, to be able to access such information. So it may seem as if maybe so rest in peace, but it has brought attention onto the topic. But again, it is in a secluded sort of demographic. Rural people did not probably know Zororo Makamba. They don't have access. And even within the urban centers, there are privileges of young people that did not know him, that did not associate with him or the kind of work he does, and that do not have access to social media again. And so let's not also even think that this has gone a long way in terms of bringing the discussion to the fore. But I think what is important now is people realizing this is real. Yesterday I saw on social media somebody saying, this corona, they must sure they talk about peer pressure time. I retweeted that on my Twitter because it might look silly to you. Why are they retweeting this? But it brings you to understand how people are reacting and how people are thinking about this. Bear in mind, there are people who haven't even heard about it. As we speak, there are people who don't even know what is corona, what is COVID. There are nurses that really don't even know how to treat a person if a person is going to go and walk in and say, I have corona. There are doctors, medical doctors of note, who have been there for years. If you look at this, the family the February statement by the Makambas. They say that the person who was responsible as the focus point at Wilkins turned his phone off. Now, I don't know. I don't think people are not as empathetic as that. But probably the man has gone to the end of his wits. He doesn't know what to do. And at the base of a health system, that cannot withstand what is on our hands right now. Now, you ask me what is government's
response. Medical doctors of note who have been there for years
to this. Now, the government recently just set up an interministerial task force. And even when you look at the terms of references of that interministerial task force, it says to appraise the president on the goings on of the virus. It doesn't. You see, at this point, government has to understand that our people do not have sources of information. They have to come up with a well-coordinated structure that looks into making sure that they need it before it starts spreading. I don't understand why, with the health systems that we have, we haven't taken very stiffer restrictions, because right now, as it seems, we haven't even been started doing mandatory testing. We're not there. We may not even be there. We will not be able to even institute widespread testing. So even when you have cases that where you know that there's patient number one, patient number two, they've tested positive, have we gone to the extent of tracing each and every person that they have been with and started to test who these people are and who are the people they can infect? No, we haven't done that. We need government, I've been saying this, we need government to have a situation room where they have to actually speak to people at every instance, instead of being beaten by other people who are not authorities to speak about issues. Mm-hmm. And I think at this point, our government, our politicians, just have to have the discipline of making sure that they are responsible in terms of how they convey information about corona. I feel like people have taken this, both Cyril Makamba's death, the coronavirus, as a chance to politic, and I think it's not the time to do that. I think it's the time to actually bring ourselves together, put our heads together, and say, hey, let's find each other. How can we solve this? Do you have ideas? Do you have people? Do you have manpower? Do you have expertise in terms of how we can respond to this? Instead of trying to ring fence or trying to be the first of the news, I think that is a high sign of irresponsibility on the part of
our leaders. Facebook, the death of Cyril Makamba is a wake up call to the Zimbabwean government. Farai, what do you think about coronavirus in Zimbabwe? Do you think about getting enough information?
I think Udabalero, it comes with a very different, it's particularly different because you see, in order for us to oversee this system, we have to look at it from not just a perspective of Zimbabwe, but Zimbabwe does not exist in a vacuum, but we exist in a global ecosystem. So some of the challenges is what we're going to allow us to do. Now, in terms of preparedness, perhaps, like most countries, more could be done in terms of raising awareness, more could be done in terms of the equipment gap that's there. But I think part of the issues that we're seeing are a global phenomenon. As you've seen in Nigeria, the UK, there's lack of equipment, there's quite a radical shortage of PPE equipment, and for Amadawotela and so forth. And in terms of even, I even read a reporter in New York, of course you're in Washington, but in New York, there are equally amount of challenges in terms of getting insufficient hospital equipment. I think one thing that has to ease panic is for us to realize, this is a pandemic that sets a new precedent in global issues.
Mm-hmm.
The world has not seen such an issue since World War II.
Mm-hmm.
So for over three decades, the world has never seen such an issue. Okay, and so we're all faced with a riotous calamity, and there's need for a cool head when approaching and the willingness to point at a finger, be it the work of the work of the staff who have the duty of care, we can handle using the essence. There's need for us to see clearly as a civic society what our equal civic duty is, with necessary seriousness to it. Yeah, I was watching your video, Pastor Evans Mawarire, where he was cautioning his society to a city like I feel a sense of seriousness. Not to deal with something that is so precarious and so dangerous simultaneously. So there is that need, which is kind of Now, in terms of preparedness, I would not just look at it from a governmental perspective. I would equally look at it from a societal perspective, from a system, from a social consciousness perspective as well. What is the level of the citizen's responsibility, and is he acting accordingly? What is the level of government responsibility? Are they equally acting accordingly? What is the level of business community and by accordingly? Surely can as you chitadza urumende zemuno wano contribute above 5% GDP kune healthcare system yavo zvichiva konewa iwo kuisu. But my capacities to contribute even 1.2% of our GDP towards the healthcare system. Yeah. Saka zvino tiremerera. Saka zvino tibatsira zvinovaka nyika. Kuzvitarisa nenzira yazvinofanira kutariswa sezvazviri. Tiri mumusha wekuti mumusha wedu is not isolated. Tinogara nevamwe, tinorarama nevamwe, uyezvo zvinoti zvakakonzera kuti tione nyaya as a society. We know what our duty is. To a degree, it was unfortunate. Owens, I allow you Zola, about Zororo. I looked at it, I tried to look at the case. I was quite broken up about it because Mumute Atasima is a Sevenza doing a great job in raising the awareness of our country's issues and trying to present a more nuanced narrative as to the challenges that our country was facing. So someone was pivotal, especially in the areas of work that we do here. You and I working in the media, I suppose, we benefit from his sort of contribution. And I suppose it didn't help that the underlying condition that was there, I think, and this is why it's important to when we approach such issues to try to depoliticize them. And this is the problem I feel that we have in Zimbabwe, where everything becomes a political discussion, but a life has been lost here. Mm-hmm. You know, a family has to still deal and contend with that. And the politicization of everything about our country, you know, further breaks down the fabric. It eats into our potential to become more tolerant, especially during a time when the world itself is coming together. Zimbabwe shouldn't be left behind. The pandemic should teach us lessons that we all have a collective responsibility. It's all our responsibility to raise awareness, as it is, of course, government's position and responsibility. But what are we doing as individually? And I think instead of politicizing this, be it a ZANU-PF person or an MDC person, I think there needs to be. This is the time when, you know, politics was sort of like an elephant in the room. This is when we ask the elephant to walk out. You know, let's be human. Let's just be human.
What's wrong with Buza? Loko kwenzakala kwele South Africa lapho sivone uPresident Ramaphosa delivering his speech kanye lo Julius Malema bendawonye talking about the daba lo coronavirus and the address the nation together. Into le kanye ngani iqhakathekile ngempela that all leaders come together to address udaba lo coronavirus.
Yeah, Mike, if you think about it, just to add on quickly to that, if you think about it, you know, Italy has lost 5% of its entire population. This is similar to what happened to the firm during the Irish firming, you know, where you saw a huge chunk of people die. You know, this is how close, this is probably as close as we'll get in the contemporary sense to the Black Plague. Mm-hmm. You know, this is, so we're talking serious lives here. So a society that will be divided now will not be able to contend with the issues that will come if indeed death rates are to go high. The only way to anticipate it best is to redeem ourselves from a blame culture and work alongside government and work alongside the institutions that are there. There's no other. There are no other institutions. So Zakalala wins.
Yeah, I think you guys have to give us some sort of information, not blame the government. Now, Manzoza Tarwa Nafara, it's not time to be finger pointing. Now, in Ndombo, the role that the business community has,
ndakaona imwe video yanga iri kupa dandemutanda kupa Twitter yezvakaitwa nevanotyaira makombi South Africa uko vanga vachiapa nezikuline remakombi mota dzichisanitizwa dzichisanitizwa kuitira kuti makastoma anopinda vanenge vachiziva kuti aiwa vapinda muenvironment apo panenge pane utsanana cleanliness kuhlanzekile. Now, do you think it's something important for, especially these times when you have to change to Zimbabwe, vanoshandisa public transport in the Zuru Takaturana article, Vajinji, or Tichema, Wongu, of course, we understand that, you know, it's difficult to take there, it's like a wanda in one area, but Tessis Ningoshanisa Mazuko, Tessis Ningoshanisa Makombi, because it's the most efficient way for people to get about. Do you think it's important, but even Vajkairi, their motor is, they take it upon themselves to ensure that their cars are clean, and two, and now we do want to go more time when we are seeing a certain number of us to ensure that our bus is ready to coronavirus.
Drop box is with you, but I will waste and it's come check each other for longer. Can I see the way I send out Sanga even to never know it up to my match? Kira Makom, Nima Bas, Bashienda, Kunjabazano Shandi, Ugaku, Kuma Basa, Gaku score, whatever it is. Kanavati Kwanisa. Kuti vanhu vashande vari kudzimba ngazviitike. Izvezvi ndiri kunzopanda vana vangu vachitaura kuti tiri paattachment hapana chachinja pamabasa, hapana masanitizer pamabasa, hapana kana chiri kuratidza kuti pane zviri kuitika zvichingofanana nemagovernment departments as well. Saka kuti isusu tichitarisira vanhu vemabhazi vega kuti vachiita kunyange zvazvo zvirizvo zvakanaka kuti vemabhazi vadzidzise vanhu. Paito panonge pane chirongwa Mike chekuti hurumende inoona kuti tinokwanisa kubata vanhu. Neatingati messaging ye corona nevakomana ivava tovadzidzisa tovatora because kuti titarisire kuti winda asingatoziva kuti covid yacho inofamba sei anongona kudzidzisa vanhu zvisiri izvo. Saka nekudaro ndinokungwa kuti zvakakosha kuti vadzidziswe, zvakakoshawo kuti varidzi vemabhazi acho vachiita zvinoita kuti pave neutsanana kana kuti maconditions ekuti vanhu vasabatire corona iyi. But tikangovatora vari ivo vega atinge tisina zvataita nekuti ingori component one yebusiness rezimbabwe kana kuti yecommerce neeconomy yezimbabwe. Kana ndichidaro ndinorava kuti mabhazi anogona kutoshaya vanhu vanopinda vakaita vashoma. Kuno hakuna mbobvira kwanzi mabhazi vanhu ngavarambidze vanhu kupinda kana ngavagadzise kuti vanhu vagare vaite two. But vanhu vakatanga kumira kunzi imbomirai kuenda kumabasa nekuda kwekuti ikonomi yakagadzirwa nenzira yekuti vanhu vanokwanisa kushanda vari kudzimba dzavo. Now kuti vanhu vashanda vari kudzimba dzavo zvichada internet ndipo patinotanga kutanga kufungawo kuti kana maservice provider edu akarasana netwana naikonektana teleso vachikwanisa panogona kuya mamezures ekuti data kana kuti internet ichipe vanhu vakwanise kushanda vari kumba only for a period kusvika tacontaina chinhu especially anonga vari maparastatal hurumende vadzikise mitengo yekuti vanhu vakwanise kuita basa ravo online padandemutande kana paintaneti. Vakwanisa kudaro zvinogona kuvaizvounyore nekuti izvezvi ukatanga kufunga kuti vana vechikoro vakanzi endai munodzidza kuti kumba kana zvakanzi vadzidzi vari kumba dai zvaiita hatina hedu infrastructure yacho yekuti maticha anorekodha maclassi zvomaitisa voita kuti vana vadzidze vaite maexam nepachi zvese padandemutande reintaneti. Asi dai satinaro vana vacho mari yedhata chaiyo chaiyo vanoiwana kupi? Ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatinokwanisa kuti titange kuchifunga. But tichienderera mberi nekuti munhu nemunhu ane chinangwa chake ndaitaura neshamwari yangu takagara tichiona mavhidhio. Pane vhidhio yekutrenda inonzi Safe Hands Challenge iri kuti vanhu vatungamiriri venyika
nevanhu
vachigeza maoko. Ndobva andibvunza zvikanzi ndiwo kuzimbabwe zvikanzi izvi zviri kuitirwa ani izvi? Zvinoitirwa kuti ana ani vaone. Zvangasati zvapinda mandiri but paakazotanga kutsanangura akatsanangura akati zviri kuitirwa vanhu kuti vanhu vaone but mabathroom amuri kubudisa akanyanyochena zvekuti haisiriyo bathroom yekugeta haisiriyo bathroom yen average Zimbabwean. Saka vanongokumwa zvekugeza maoko izvi ndezvechi ndezvemazimbabwe ndezvevane mari ndezvekumusoroko. Two, idea yekuisa sanitizer zvinoita kunge kana pasina sanitizer maoko agezwa chero sipo chaiyo anzi munokwanisa kugeza naye. Three, munhu wese ari kuita safe hands yake nyangwe ari muzimbabwe ari kuita nechingezi nechirungu asi nemuroda kuti zvisvike kupi kuna ani ndiani wamuroda kuti anzwe. Nechekupedzisira ndechekuti vanhu vane matepa nemvura inobuda iri raniniri kana kuchiti safe hands. Saka taitaitawo safe hands challenge yeduwo isusu inoenderana nemaconditioni edu inoita kuti vanhu vedu vadzidze zvavanokwanisa kuita vorarama.
And if you have an organization, you can see that 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 you can Baru kutenga sama shop, kuna ukuwa kashuka bapo ende kuti Baru kuti muna acha bumizo utenga more than 3 ba items chino chumecheti Tishashuka panguwa ya panic buying Kuzimbabwe pane shangwari angu watu nuzashu kanzi shangwari Atitio na hufu ishe chise kutawara kwa chiru kiji Pano da planning ipako ino include aurumende kuti Shwa hituwa sei kana zashuka panguwa ya kuti Wanu achia suwa mlockdown za mchia budi wanu wanu kutawa kujika Mchia ita sei kuti wana wakwanise kudi kujika Saka ipako pacha diwa futi grofuga task force ita ita izosho Kutuwacha sheza ma captains of industries. Wachika nga kuita ma plans now. Scenario plan ni kutu. Zakati zukaitika, tichaite. Zakati zukaitika, tichaite. Iweo uchango uchita chi. Munu ne munu ozi ya uti. Chake che kuita. Paso viti gaizi. Ne chipi. Vashamarari. Vanwane. Vanocha urapa maretio. Vachizi yo kutika. Nazichira wati every hour. Pachesa message ya kai. Andiso zio zukitika. Panguwa ino de zukipa. Zuru kuita sekuti vanu. Vachiri kuona unge zuchiri kure. Asitiki. Tatua ni muna atopa. Il case number two. Kule zivu ni kawano jombo mirila mango ma cases and then tingwe chanaka nishida kutawura ndeche kuti tikatere na nyaya kushaika wakaita zoro makamba pane nyaya zineche kuita ni kugazirira kurwisa corona hii from a health perspective zinobudisi kwa pati ya na utitiri takati kundika nese nika chekutanga ndeche kuti Wilkins munuwesa hano ziva kuti one of the symptoms e COVID kuti muna achata za kumezekana niko achanezekana niko femi achata ventilator ya kuti muni ya femi chakanaka jino zoita se kuti pano zipanga pasi na ventilator pa uki paka suka mkoma na uya andi vano taura ziva chiti takato zo unza ventilator paka saya aiko na kuhishandisa jino zokuti vano loser trust ni urumende ende vanofa Wanu sika panguwa kutu, the same way ya kasuka wanu panguwa kutu achandisa marizi duma zingi Zinu karabate pilo wana wana wangu sika, unguno fira kako hospital Muka nguwa kundenderezo wakaita mwuri, kana zivavata ura zirizo Kundenderezo wakaita mwuri kwa makamba kutu nguwa wawa abatiru Munu weta nukungwa sika na awa wanu wane mari, machin zguwai Wanu wanu kwanza ufonera mkuruwe nyika, machin zguwai Pani ingwa nye kutu takato zanzi padere $150,000 dollars kuti mwana wenyu abatsirwe. This is from the family statement. Ndikutaura from family statement. Zvino munhu ari ordinary womuZimbabwe iniwo zvangu jezi sina baba vanogona kufonera president. Vanogona kufonera minister. Masori nakana namba yacho. Ndichatanga kuzvibvunza kuti imiti rakwe chii chinodiwa. So parikudiwa agents kuti nechiripo report chatidzidzise manesi nemadoctor. Kuti ventilator chii inoshanda sei. Muno muUK mune about 8,200 for ventilator. Hurumende atuona uti, nezuri kuitika, ni maprojections za ripoti, chani ita maybe 30,000 more. Twitter say, katika unene industry, change kudi kukazira mama ventilator. MuZimbabwe discussion ima ventilator, ati sikuto mboza hurumende, ahisiku uza vana sinuze sage. Ndochi mwajino chiki important, hurumende inopana kushanda, nekuta urila vana, zuri kuitika, nguwa ni nguwa, kuti situation ili panapa, icha kwamba ichinda pakati, icha kwamba ichinda pakati. Ito zimu mwaka nyora batu kito ati, itinema ventilator 15 MuZimbabwe, pa 15 7 doye garu kushanda. Atiti, umuwaka nyo nata apana wae kwanza kusura ventilate, kushansa ventilate Kwa minister ne yao, baru mboti kudina, lenyai Because munu wesa know that a ventilator will be critical to keep people alive Muna achinge abata COVID Na tika chata, suna itika ne progression is very long After 14 days, nupa notanga kushua ma symptoms Mungu anditi, kurewa kutika na kuna umwa nakapata kwa mguwa hiku Kwa patakata fixed case, we are running out of days 10 days zino kwana kutanga kuzidzisa manesi nemadoctor kuti ventilator ndei inoshandwa so inoplugwa so pamunhu but vanhu havasi kuzviita izvozvo hatisi kuziya kana vari kuzviita kuuya tichivashoropodza kudai kune vati ivo havana kutipa information yakakwana yekuti tizoti izvi vazviita izvi havana kuzviita saka tinoda kubvisa ikoko kusaziva kwatinako kuti hurumende iri kuitei so that kana isusu takutaura kana vatipamukana so isusu mai tichiti zviti tiri mapolisa analysis toda kuziya kuti tine data rakakwana rabakuru tochiva criticize tichiona kuti apa vakadai dai vadai zvobatsira But yes, not to go shanda ne yeste, to go shanda ne muri ati shakati, to go shanda ne mafungi zio, to go shanda ne wichi womanat, akwato wabuda mango make, chuga na siri kwa kati. Andro gona, zino tisa panguwae kutichero, nesuwa wabuti, weyamu tawure, tafungo tawuro, zino meka senzu, jibata niza, nesa itika kune zima nyika, zino tawuro, ne manu, wawo, yeta itawure ne manu, wawo, ine tawuge chimumu, umende edu, ahiskuda kutawura ne manu, chuza vandu, so piti, ati zoti ni.
Now, if we're highlighting some of the things, for example, some of the comments that are coming in, it's important for people to receive information. You heard Farai, it's not about who does what, when, and how, but it's upon us to ensure that we all educate each other. How important is it for trendsetters or people that follow and people understand where they turn to for information? How important is our role during a time like this? And of course, how do we make sure that the message gets to the most minute area in Zimbabwe?
Chekutanga kana uri munhu ane ngatitaure kunyange vapamusoro pedu mukukwanisa kuinfluensa vanhu mafungiro nemaitiro avo. Ino haisi nguva yekungomhanya kungonotaura kana kumhanya kungonoita zvinhu nekuti ndatoita. Kana waita chinhu, make sure kuti waita nemazvo, so that ari kuzviita achanozviita chaizvo chaizvo sezvazviri. Pane mumwe akaita video yake ndikanokomenda zvandakakomenda, pakashamwari pakati nai waona kuona kuti pakanganiswa zvakati, kasira kubvisa. Kana uri munhu wapolisi analyst ungataura zvakada, but inini mukuona kwandakaita ndakabva ndatodzokera ndikanoonaa zveshuwa pajambo zvakati nezvakati 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 nezvakati. Zvino panguva ino tine vanhu vatiri kutarisira kuti ava ndo vanenge vanoziva. Chekutanga, hatikwanise kungoswera tatongopfuudza zvatapiwa nevamwe vanhu tisina kuzviverify. Tine responsibility, Mike, yekuti kana une chawanzwa une manetrics, fonera ubvunze vanhu vanoita zvepublic health, fonera ubvunze vana chiremba, fonera ubvunze vanhu vane ruzivo kuti nai ndazwa zvakati ndizvo here, usati wazvifambisa kuenda kumberi. Nekuti pamwe pacho kumhanya kwatiri kuita ndiko kuri kukonzera kuti vanhu vapedzisire vakuziva zvinhu zvisiri izvo. Ende kana chinhu chatoenda chatoonekwa nevanhu vangave zana kana vanopfuura ipapo, hachichadzoki. Munhu aya hachakwanisi kudzoka kuzoona kuti wakabvisa, wakadhilita, hachakwanisi kuya kuzoona kuti wakazogadzirisa zvawataura. Kana chaenda chaenda. Saka tine responsibility yekutsvaga isusu, kutogara pasi totsvaga kuti nai information iri kubuda iri kuti chii. Pabuda statutory instrument yekuti government iri kuti zvakati, iri kuti chii. Kana isina kutsanangurwa kune mumwe, kune vamwe, kune macitizens vasinganzwisise zvepolisi kana chiru, tochizvitora tochizviunpeka, tochidzidzisa vamwe kuti izvi zviri kutaurwa zviri kureva kuti zvakati 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 zvakati. Zvinogona kureva zvakati mumararamiro ako. Nyaya yekungoti mazuva ano chese chavangonzwa womhanya wakungononyora specialist in field yako haina kunaka. Nezvino ndakatonyora, I think ndainyora patwitter chuza vanhu kuti zvinokuva zvakangonaka kusataura pamusoro pezvinhu zvausinganzwisisi kuti aizvi, I don't understand. Ukakusi kwangu zvakafanana pawandibvunza kuti unemployment kuuk kwakamira sei, handingakwanisa ngotanga kuti ungobika mapiga kana ndandisina kunge ndazvitarisa. Haisi mhosva iwo kuti hausi kuziva, hakuna munhu anoziva zvese. Padambudziko ratiri kuita nderevanhu vari kuziva zvese, padanonzi ndini ndamhanya. Hakuna macelebrity yecovid, ngatizvizive izvozvo. You cannot be a celebrity nekufa kwevanhu. Saka zvokuda kumhanya kunzanzi ndiwo watanga kupa vanhu, ndini ndatanga kuchidonhedza, ndini ndatanga nechakati, it's highly irresponsible. Ngative nenguva yekutanga tatarisa ungotiwa ukaresearch kako. Ende nokuda kweintaneti kana unayo hazvitori kana 20 minutes kugara pasi ungonotarisa kuti chii chiri kumboitika, vanhu vari kuti chii. Zuva nezuva makuseni paunomuka, tora nguva yekunodzidza unoti chii chaitika ndakarara, madevelopments ari kuitika ndeapi, ndeipi new information iri kubuda. Izvozvi pane munhu ndaona achinyora patwitter za hazvichabatsire because munhu wese atofanira kupfeka mamask because zviri kunzi zvava airborne. Handiti zvazvambonza isi airborne. Next thing ndakuenda kakunotarisa nai zviri kunzi hazvizi ndezvipi research inowani iri kubuda. Nekuti isusu tinokwanisa kunozvidzidza zvinhu izvi, tinokwanisa kunozviona, tochidzoka nazvo kune vamwe vedu tochivaudza izvi ndo zvabuda. Kana tisina zvekutaura ngatinyararei, kana tisingazivi ngatinyararei. Haisi nguva yekumhanya kuda kunotsvaga mbiri nekuti hanzi covid. Iye zvino munhu wese ari kungotaura covid zvakati, covid zvakati, covid zvakati. Unoriziva here? Watora nguva here? Kana uri kuda kutaura, enda umbonodzidza, wozodzoka wozodzidzisa.
Hayi, sindikandaba ndiyamuzwa umnumzana uGlenn Dluwayo uyachasisa ngempela ukuthi kuqakathekile ngempela ukuthi umuntu angazi phongu ulakhe umlomo nje ezikhulumela andi umsangorasa mromo make sure ukuthi nxa ulombuzo consult a specialist. So now ngiyabona umnumzana uJason Maphosa uyazama ngempela ukungena kuhlelo. Ikhona ilink efakwe ngumnumzana uGibbs Dube. Ngicela ufitizele khonapha Jason Maphosa uzama ukungena kuhlelo sibone ukuthi singakufaka na sizwe umbono wakho. Kodwa izulukandaba just a couple of numbers that abantu can call. Ikakhulukazi eZimbabwe nxa licabanga ukuthi kule thuba lokuthi maybe ngibanjwe ngalo mkhuhlane. Tell one. Ikakhulukazi abantu abale SIM card yeTel1 kule nombolo eningi ezijiyeneyo that you can call to find out more information. Kule National Emergency Response Line inombolo ngu 0800 2000, Wilkins Hospital 0800 9000. Well, Eton Grove, even though there's abameli be parliament besithi Eton Grove is not declared fit, but as is it's still a center ngoBulawayo that handles indaba lezi ze coronavirus. Eton Grove 1-800-9001. Mutare Hospital abantu abase Mutare 1-800-9002. Kweru Hospital 1-800-9003. Masimbo Hospital 1-800-9004. So lilakushayela, you know, you can call these numbers to and ask all these questions. Ukuthi umkhuhlane lo how is it functioning? Lizwele nje ukuthi kahle kahle what is going on and understand more. Lapho njalo ukuhamba kukhasi ele World Health Organization. Homepage vele ungahamba ku internet www.who.int. click the homepage itself has all the information that you need on the coronavirus, not just the numbers of worldwide deaths, but they also give you more information as to ukuthi umuntu kumele ayenzeni ukuba abe ngumuntu ohlanzekileyo, abe ngumuntu anokwanisa ukuzivikela kubatha chirwere che coronavirus. Abangenayo lisanda ukungena kuhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hobe. Today on The Connection we're focusing on udubolon lwe-coronavirus. Global pandemic, the World Health Organization termed it. They're saying ukuthi sezo chirwere chatekesera pasi rose. It's in South Africa. Lizwe umongameli Cyril Ramaphosa esesithi as of Thursday ilizwe le-South Africa lilakho ukungena ngesithiwa sithi i-shutdown, lwakho shutdown. Lapho ilizwe labe selivaliwe besithi abanye bathanda ukuseka besithi close for business, not necessarily, but there's going to be a lockdown to show ukuthi abantu abangeni abaphumi for 21 days kwele South Africa. Sizwe njalo umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa laye izolo esithi iZimbabwe ikhangele ukwenza into efanayo ukuze bavikele umkhuhlane lo from you know growing and making sure ukuthi hayibo athi ngibuye ndiphethephethe pasirose kwete pasirose chete bani munyika yose. Saka Joe Mathando athi atholwa nemthungameli wenyika sakazwa zvekare for those that don't know, nasi zvikoro zvavharwa effectively nemhaka yekuti hurumende yevaEmmerson Mnangagwa vakati ngatimbovharai zvikoro for now, all primary, high school and ma-college, but eZimbabwe lisa ama-university asevaliwe ngenxa yokuthi uhulumende uyazama ngempela ukubona ukuthi balakho na ukuvikela you know the spreading of the coronavirus. Sizwe njalo umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esithi not more than 100 people at a time. That is something that led to abantu abafana, you know, people like, for example, people in the church community. So they said, okay, maybe it's always cut. So sizama ukukhonza sisebenzisa inkundla zokuxhumana bashishanisa nalemthandi sakawona upanet akawona ukukhana wokuthawana na Reverend Usenis Banda. He was one of the reverends that we managed to get a hold of. And Reverend Usenis Banda wakati aiwa danweri wanotitambra zukuru. Why? Because they feel as though they want to make sure that, of course, the churches play their role in ensuring that Chiwerich will able to beat it as a society. But Romana, Tina Glenn Liwayo, earlier on we also had Farai Mubuti, was still trying to see who Farai can he come back Bonagani in network yakho for some time. But Ogamanje see Lokusi coming in a family Mnumzana U Glenn Liwayo. Glenn is a young guy. He's out there in York and the United Kingdom. ngibuzile esithi uku quarantine mina angivumi ngalo mbono wakhe. Glenn is in self isolation. Kulo mehluko omkhulu zulu kandaba, you quarantine umuntu otheste positive for umkhuhlane lo owe coronavirus, and then thina abantu that don't have umkhuhlane lo were in what we call in self isolation. Why is it important? Sizwe amalunga awe ehlanganiso World Health Organization basithi ukuqakathekile ngempela ukuthi abantu they keep a certain space between each other to ensure ukuthi of course awubambi umkhuhlane lo. Saka ndizozwakathaurwa you know, standard or World Health Organization earlier on. Kanamurubopi namchirongwa, you might have missed this, but Glenn was highlighting how could England uko and kanamchibuda mese muri muri 2 meters between each other. Which is my next question, Glenn. How are they measuring the 2 meters? It's not like Padam Puri Sarufamba ne Rula Rukse, I'm with 2 meters. How are they measuring this?
All right, so the first thing is it's only 2 meters apart if your people who are not of the same household.
Okay.
Yeah, but Kanamuriwa ne Muri Machete, it's okay. I like it as the World Health Organization. World Health Organization not 1 meter. UK Yakati 2 meters. Now, how they measure it, I mean, it's not like Panemuna, Chafamba, Achitarisa, those are the Chambo Taura, Zerbia. But Matawura Kuti, Madano, Raka Isa, Nizro Manil, Mapurisa, Aneko Zero, Kuma Infosa, through my fine Kanakuti Space and Magadari. Assistance on Botawura, Uka Tarisa, approach Yerushan this one, the Urumede Kuno, and then put in Murivan Mapuru, Kanakinga Supervising News. Muchakwanisa kuzviita inini. Handisati tinoda kubuda hangu nhasi kuti ndione, asi mazuva ati pfuurei aya paizi vanoshandira kuzvipa. Dzimwe nguva ndaitobuda ndichiona vanhu vachitongoramba vachingofamba zvingori normal zvavaiita nguva iyoyo nakuta. So zvinenge zvaakuvanhu kuti vaona kuti zvakamira sei. Asi sekufunga kwangu pano zvikaramba zvichiescalata, vachinge vaona kuti vanhu havasi kuramba vachiteerera, ndipo panogona kuunzwa mapurisa kuti achiimposa zvakadai so. Sezvandataura kuti kufamba kwacho 2 meters no gonna tongo brand kana vanhu vari kutevedzera zvanzi usabude unless ukaenda kunotenga magroceries, unless ukaenda kuma essentials, unless ukaenda for medical care, unless ukaenda kubasa nemabasa ari essential ekuti haukwanisa kuita uri kumba. Zvinoreva izvoti kubuda panze wasanga nemu ini ndane mazuva mino mangani anogona kusvika kana more than a week ndisati ndabuda pakanharaunda kandinogara kana kana kutobuda mumba mandinogara ndogona kuverenga kuti amazuva mangani. Saka I think 2 meters is dzangova kuti munhu ungova ne an idea kuti ndinofanira kuziseparata sei nevamwe. Zvandakaonawo mukufamba ndezvekuti when I go out, generally if you see a person who's coming your way, you generally just diverge. Mega hapana nokuudza chida zvakati unongoenda ukongoenda. Saka manzwisiro angu ndeyekuti vari kutora iyo approach yekuti muri vanhu vakuru kana takupa information. We're going to be responsible for it. Those saka iyezvo izvo ndokatarisa kuti nogona kubvunza kuti vanoziva sei kuti wambobuda, because hanzi munhu nemunhu anobvunzwa kubuda for one exercise per day, kungava kunomhanya, kungava kunoita cycle kana a walk, but how do they know? Saka nenu unoziva sei kuti ndambobuda ndabuda pakechi tukava pechi. Yanyaya kuti munhu nemunhu ane chi ne responsibility yake kurwisa corona iyi nekutoziva kuti azvichengetedze iye kuti asabatire.
Okay, now unfortunately we're wrapping up now, Glenn. We're headed towards the last 5 minutes of the conversation today. We are highlighting Zuripitika, especially in places within that are our neighbors in Zimbabwe. We see places like Botswana closing their borders. We saw President Mnangagwa now, I think it's time to maybe tumble Barauma border of Zimbabwe. How is this something that you think will affect the economy?
Generally,
if the economy, even at president, is it something we should be worrying about for Zimbabwe?
That's where I was about to go. So when borders are closed, at least it does not affect imports and exports and trade generally. It's being closed for human traffic. This is my understanding. Now, when you look at our economy, it's mostly a net importing economy. We import a lot of things we use. We don't have industry. We don't have a functional industry, so everything is imported. But another very important demographic that you then bring to mind when you think about this. So many families and households are taken care of by macross border. Vangava vachienda ku Zambia, vangava vachienda ku South Africa, In terms of closing our economies to human movement, I mean, we were eventually almost I'm going to say this and it might be controversial. We haven't been printing passports for people. In a way, to an extent, that has been a limiting measure of getting people outside the country, stopping people from moving in and out. So in terms of using our border control to try and control the spread of corona, I don't think it will have a very large impact relative to the things that we can do within our borders. Mm-hmm. What I think the government needs to focus on is the measures that they are taking within the population in the country. Right now, there is an urgent need to have health promotion Kumarua. There's an urgent need to have health promotion everywhere to really start having a scenario planning yabuti a business. And we've been hearing that the government has been getting money. I think we need to start thinking that they really need to start thinking about those internal operations that are necessary to make sure that they contain the virus and they stop it from escalating. And that also needs them thinking, because now government is a major player. Even when you talk about the transport sector, they are a major player. They are in
I'm going to have to hold you there. Go and do it, Ganana. Let's start to speak of Makume Chirongwa Chedu. So thank you so much, Nokpinam Chirongwa. Thank you. I really appreciate you taking time out. Stay isolated. Stay safe. I will appreciate you. Once again, thank you so much, Nokpinam Chirongwa.
Certainly, Michael. Thank you for having me on the program as well.
All right, you heard there from Umnumzana Uklen Ziwayo. Uklen, young guy based in England, is also a policy analyst. He's joined by Umnumzana Ufarai Mugudi Mumuni Obasakulayo, who is out there in England. So, Ntsakazomuhle, we just received some breaking news. Kune chimwe chizvarwa cheZimbabwe changa chichidzidza kuno kuAmerica kuAndrews University nale eMichigan yibizo lake Melissa Jacqueline Mukutiri ugutwa uMelissa passed away due to udaba lwele lo coronavirus. Omunye wabasakhulayo who was out here in the United States, another Zimbabwean. That brings the total Zimbabwean count that we know of to two. But only one Eliswani Zwe Lapa Msakazweni wethu Studio 7 uMelissa Jacqueline Mumunye wabasakhulayo who passed on nale eMichigan. Tell us what you think. Lapho kusimezela imibono yenu kuWhatsApp kunombolo ethi +12024650318. Jason Maphosa, ngibonele ingempela ukuthi uzamile ukungena kuhlelo kodwa asisatholanga ithuba lokungenisa kuhlelo, kodwa siyabonga kakhulu ngalo mbono wakho. Siyabona njalo ngokuzama ukungena kuhlelo. Isikhathi ngiyabona uFarai usanda ukungena, kodwa Farai, we're just literally wrapping up. Thank you so much for your participation. I thank you, Glenn, so thank you for trying again. We appreciate it. Tsakazomuhle Zimbabwe muhle tsatswa kumagume chirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ndinotenda zvikuru munhu wese apinda muchirongwa. Thank you so much to everybody who obhale imibono yake. Ngibona uAida ubhalile njalo uJason Maphosa. Balani mubono ni WhatsApp kunombolo +12024650318. Anokuoneka ine mufaro, ndinowenyu Mike Hove. Zimbabwe muhle, muri Zimbabwe, stay safe, clean your hands, wash your hands as much as possible, and if you can afford it, sanitize your hands.
Wash your hands with soap and water before you eat, after using the toilet, after touching anything many other people touch, like a seat on a public bus. Scrub thoroughly for 20 seconds. If you cannot wash your hands, use a hand sanitizer. Taking these steps can prevent not only coronavirus, but also colds and flu and other viruses. For more information, visit the World Health Organization's website, www.who.int. or the Centers for Disease Control's website, www.cdc.gov.
Muri Zimbabwe, mangamaka terera chirongwa chedu, cheve chidiki, muineni Michael Hove. Tine urombo kutatina kukwanisa kukupa chirongwa chedu semazuva ose, apo muno troyora runare kutuwa kutumpinde mchirongwa semazuva ose. Zisinei, siyabonga kakulu, ngokuba lati kuhlelo. Don't forget, this program is going to be available for viewing on our three Facebook pages, VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, and VOA Studio 7. Aba ku Facebook, lingakhohlwa ukufitizela okubhalwe ukuthi share, ukuze sibukele uhlelo lolu ngobuningi bethu. Msakanganwe muri eZimbabwe kutinya paye pakanzi share kutira kutione chirongwa ichi neuwandu wedu. Tashuka kumaguma chirongwa chedu chanasi, tinotenda munhu wese apinda mchirongwa anokoneka ine mfaro. Ndini Mike Hove muri eZimbabwe. Msakanganwe, gezai maoko, gezai maoko, gezai maoko, muchishandisa sipo. Bye bye.